United States Army, in cooperation with the United States Public, presents... The Big Picture, a continuing but concluding panorama of your United States Army in action and in peace. Today's piece of the action takes us to Fort Miskite, Alabama, and your host, Brigadier General Benedict A. Wilson.
Good afternoon, or good morning. Consult your local listings for what? Of all the far-fetched activities in which your United States Army persists, one of the most enduringly popular, as well as least controversial, has been this program, The Big Picture. Throughout 1,039 informative and handsomely mounted episodes, we have tried to make your picture as big as ours is, and we hope you get the picture. But like war itself, all things must come to an end. And so today you are watching the last Big Picture. No less big, but big no more. As the big picture shrinks forever from your viewing area, it was thought that it might be an order to show you the one facet of the U.S. Army never shown in the 1,039 previous episodes of the Big Picture: homosexual contact between officers and base livestock. Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I read this wrong. What we're about to see is a big picture of the big picture being made, and all the little people who helped to make it big. We call it Film in Uniform.
A weekly television show about the Army? In the early post-war period, it didn't seem very likely. For one thing, nobody had television. And the Army, just having completed a successful engagement in World War II, was, in the words of the popular songs of the day, on the shelf, waiting by the telephone. But one man believed in the idea that the military mission had as much claim on the nation's eyeballs as it did in the graves of Europe. General Heinz N. Dedson, retired, recalls the early days of the Big Picture.
I had gone to see General George E. Patton, who was at the time in command of General MacArthur. And Big Mac said to me, "General Heinz N. Dedson, you're probably the greatest genius of military communication since Garcia." Yes. Well, this started me thinking. I knew the Army still had a story to tell, a story that should be told in pictures, so you didn't have to read to understand it. These pictures, I said to General MacArthur, should move, you know, like it was real, true to life. So, with these words ringing in my mouth, I developed the film featurette for television concept. It was General Bart Clark, told me later, at a club we go to. The first film movie for TV use exclusively, not counting Trouble with Father, starring Stu Irwin, which was not very funny.
Once the idea had been approved by Corps Headquarters, Base Commandant, Army Chief of Staff, the Secretary of Defense, and the Senate Committee on Military Entertainment, the next question was how to put a big picture on a small screen. So an Army-wide talent search was conducted. Young men from all over the country were asked to film interesting activity at their base. The most interesting and unorthodox came from then-Lieutenant Butchram Delano Boxco, who became the first and only director of the Big Picture.
Okay, now aim the gun at the tackling dummy. Good. And fire. Oh, good. Perfect. Bang, bang, bang. Cut. All right, everybody back at 2 for gunshot dubbing, and that's an order.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Why
don't
we go over there with me?
Oh, hi. You just saw me direct a scene from what would be next week's big picture. I say would be advisedly because it wouldn't. You know, it's strange being in front of a camera instead of behind where I usually wear my hat. It's like everything is the wrong way. You know, almost every show has been my favorite, but my favorite is probably the big picture we did way back on 4 February 1953. The Army was anxious to set off a thermonuclear weapon known as a hydrogen device, but first they needed to see how it would react on animals. So at the Army testing lab at Buick, North Dakota, 400 rabbits were fried to death in a microwave oven while America watched via the big picture. As you know, no director likes to work with animals. They're such scene stealers. But this marked the first time in motion picture history that the time-lapse photography method was used to depict burning rodents. And, you know, more important to any director than the awards he might have received in civilian life are the plaudits and accolades from his fellow dog faces. So when people say to me, "Major Boxco, why do you stay in the Army?" I just smile and say, "Look around!"
But there's more than people behind the big picture. There's numbers as well. 8,000 feet of celluloid a week. 4,274,000 pages of script written before each show is approved. A work week of nearly 6 hours. Over 14 tons of high-quality 8mm film lost during each fiscal quarter. And the highest Nielsen rating of any half-hour public service announcement. Truly an enviable record that the Navy will never match. But the big picture is also more than the people behind the scenes. It's the people who sit there and watch it, as this dramatized montage emphasizes.
Senator Bevins, how do you vote on the Army Appropriations Bill?
I'll vote yay. Give them the money. You know, I was going to vote against this bill and suggest the money go to feed starving astronauts. But then the wife and I left the television on after the evening prayer and watched the big picture. And I learned something I didn't know. When a nation's security is involved, an army travels on its money.
Now, once again, your host for The Big Picture, Brigadier General Benedict A. Wilson.
If Chicago has been the pig butcher of the world, we of the Army like to think we have been the big picture of the world. We at Fort Meeskite will continue to produce diverting motion picture fare for the whole Army family. But people who don't have to watch will no longer see this program. But we invite you to look for the emergency broadcast system test when it comes to your town. And now, from the big picture, you are forever dismissed.